This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Governor Dunleavy issued a disaster declaration for the village of Tuluksac yesterday. The declaration comes nearly a month after a fire destroyed the village's only source of drinking water. In the interim, residents of Tuluksac have been drinking bottled water donated by private citizens and businesses. KYUK's Olivia Eberts has more.
After a weekend of mounting social media pressure, including from the band The Black Eyed Peas, Governor Dunleavy issued the declaration, freeing up to $1 million in state relief funds.
The governor has verbally issued a disaster declaration for Tuluksac. The declaration will open up public assistance.
That's Commissioner Major General Torrence Sachs of the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. Paul Nelson, who's the director of the State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, said the funds will go toward reimbursing agencies who have already stepped up, like the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, which has been fronting payments for initial infrastructure construction. Nelson said it took the state this long to respond because they needed extra time to analyze the situation. He also said immediate response is reserved for life-threatening emergencies.
To declare a disaster immediately when an event happens is usually only reserved for when the community is utterly overwhelmed and there is an imminent or immediate life threat.
In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.
Turning to education, two school districts in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta are reopening schools in some of their communities. Students in several villages in the Guspuck School District are back in class, and the Lower Yukon School District is allowing any communities that have not had COVID-19 cases for the past 2 weeks to reopen. KYUK's Greg Kim has more.
Erica Kamroff is the mayor and a tribal council member in Aniak, which is served by the Guspuck School District. She said that both the city and tribe in Aniak passed resolutions supporting the return of in-person school.
With our numbers here and not having any and everybody being as COVID safe as they have been, we felt that it was okay for the school to open up, and as long as they were keeping with their COVID measures.
Aniak hasn't had any new cases of COVID-19 since January 4th, over a month ago. Since the pandemic began, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation has announced a total of 20 cases in Aniak, and no community spread has been detected there. Guspuck School Board President Harvey Hoffman said the district is allowing villages upriver to open schools as well, depending on whether the community has any cases of COVID-19. On the Yukon River, LYSD Superintendent Gene Stone said that the school board took action last Friday, allowing some schools to reopen. Stone said that if a community has had zero cases of COVID-19 for 14 days, they can return to in-person learning. Only 2 out of the 10 villages within the Lower Yukon School District fit that criteria, Skamen Bay and Russian Mission. Stone said the principals there would make sure the community supported the moves, and he said the district would provide alternative options as well.
Some families may not be comfortable with their kids going back, and similar to what we did in the fall, we allowed for remote learning for those families.
YKHC has recommended that schools remain closed until COVID-19 case rates in the YK Delta decline, along with additional criteria. LYSD Superintendent Stone and Guspuck School Board President Harvey Hoffman both said their districts respect YKHC's recommendations and intend to follow most of them. Neither district is participating in sports for now. However, Stone said that the COVID-19 situation differs dramatically across communities in the region.
There should be some kind of criteria defined other than being fixed to what the regional numbers are.
YKHC has said on many occasions that communities in the YK Delta are too interconnected and that cases in one village can quickly spread to a nearby community. But Aniak Mayor Erica Kamroff said that statement is more applicable to villages nearby Bethel.
Where villages are a lot closer together and there's a lot more inter-village mingling, Aniak is 150 miles away from Bethel.
Sleep Mute, which is part of the Guspuck School District and located hundreds of miles upriver from Bethel, has also reopened. YKHC has announced a total of zero COVID-19 cases in Sleep Mute since the pandemic began. Tribal Administrator Frank Ignati says in addition to how far away it is from other communities, there's another reason for the lack of COVID-19 cases there.
We have a small community, so we pretty much know everybody. There's only 86 people here.
He says with a small population, the village can more easily track everyone who comes and goes and make sure they're following the COVID-19 guidelines. The situation further down the Kuskokwim River is much different. In all three villages in the Yupit School District, there have been hundreds of COVID-19 cases and widespread community transmission of the virus. The situation is similar in many communities in the lower Kuskokwim School District as well. Both LKSD and the Yupit School Districts have said they intend to follow YKHC's recommendations to keep schools closed until health conditions improve. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
Now in municipal news, in tonight's Bethel City Council meeting, council members will discuss extending past emergency mandates related to COVID-19. Those include the airport and mask mandates, along with the measures that prevent shutoffs for unpaid water bills. If passed, each measure would be extended by 2 more months. Today, stay tuned after the Yukdung newscast for Coffee at KYUK. Coming up is a live interview with Indigenous rapper Tabu Nawasha of the pop rap group Black Eyed Peas. Tabu donated 10 pallets of water to Tuluksac in response to its water crisis. Today on Coffee at KYUK, he'll talk more about his Indigenous activism. I hope you'll join us. Also today, for the first time in history, the Senate will try a former U.S. president for impeachment. KYUK will begin airing live coverage of the impeachment trial at 9 a.m. Thanks for listening to KYUK. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.